We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Hilchus Pesach, Simen Kuf Yud Ches, Siv Hei. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Tikna Chacham Mishiel HaShulchan B'Shas Amiris HaGodah. Chazal taught us that while we say the HaGodah, there should be on the table Shnei Minat Tavshilim, two different cooked items, Echad Zeich L'Kam Pesach V'Echad Zeich L'Kam Chagiga, one to remind us of the Kam Pesach and one for the Kam Chagiga. Shayim HaKriven, which were brought b'zman shebeis hamikdash hakayim when the beis hamikdash was standing. The nagu and the minigis shechem and atavshilin, one of the things that are cooked, yeh basar, yeh perek hanikra zroya, it should be meat from the zroya, from the arm, l'zecher, that commemorates, shegolam HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zroya natoya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us with an outstretched, strong arm, v'yeh nitzal gecholam, it should be roasted on coals. Seich lePesach shayut sliyesh, just like the Karm Pesach, which was roasted over the fire. Vasheni, and the second cooked item, yebeyah, should be an egg. Shun debeyah beloshen arami beyah. The word for in Aramic for eggs is beyah. Climb the bay rachma lefkona yasam ba'drav ramama, that we asked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to save us with a strong arm, and the egg can be made, whether roasted or cooked. There are different menhagim when we speak about the zroya. Some take it from a sheep or a lamb, some take it from beef, and some take it from a wing of a bird. They don't want it to look like a Karm Pesach. And since a Karm Pesach has to be roasted, has to be from an animal, so we particularly take from a bird that there should be no room for mix-up. When we speak about the egg, there are different menhagim also. Some leave the egg in the shell when it's put on the kara, and some specifically peel the egg that is put on the kara. They should be roasted, cooked from before Yontif. And if one forgot to show you Shabbos, or it was Shabbos, and of course we can't roast or cook on Shabbos, we should roast them or cook them at night. If they were cooked on Yontif, roasted on Yontif, they should be eaten on the first day of Yontif. The same, the second night of Yontif, Yitzlim, Yivashlim, V'yoichlim, B'yontif, Sheni. They should be roasted, cooked, and eaten on the second day. Kame Yivashlim, Yontif, L'chaveroi. As we know, we may not cook on the first day Yontif or the second day Yontif. Similarly, we're not allowed to cook M'yontif, V'chol. L'fi, and continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, L'fi She'enoichlim, Basa Tzli, B'shnei Elis, Elu, we don't eat roasted meat these two nights. The zroy should be eaten specifically by day. Even when we roasted an erev yontif, we shouldn't just discard it. Something that was on the seder plate should not just be discarded. It should be eaten on the second day yontif to show that we just don't throw it away. And also, especially if it was cooked on Yontif, it may not be discarded. Sivav, Yochel Meshavim B'Yoyim, one should prepare where he's going to sit at the Seder from before Pesach. B'Atzos Noam Ki Yifeltoi, he should have nice tablecloths, and also a nice seat, and it should be set up. B'Yifin Shiyochel Lintos L'Hasa B'Smoilei, that he should be able to recline on the left side. A filum eater, even somebody is a lefty, here Yosef Bismal Shekel Adam, he should recline like everybody on the left side. Chazal, we find that Gedol Yisrael were very careful to make sure that the table and the chair and everything was set up in the most beautiful way, as we're going to learn, and they were careful to do it as I saw the minig in Brisk was, that they did it themselves. They wanted to participate to make the Pesach Seder so beautifully, and they did everything so much themselves in the preparation. Gam Sakaru Yochem Bajoim, the kahara should be done, should be set up during the day, and kedei shmiyad b'bay beis knesses, in order that as soon as he comes home from, somebody comes home from shul, yochel lasa to say the belikov, they could begin to say it without any delay. Of course, in a year where Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, nothing in terms of preparation for the Seder may be done on Shabbos. Siv Zayin. Apish b'kol shana toiv l'mat b'kelem nam zech l'chorben. During the entire year, one should not show off beautiful kelem as a remembrance, and that we feel the zech l'chorben, the chorben. B'kol makom b'leil Pesach. On Pesach night, it's all different. Toiv laharbis b'kelim non kifikoychoi. One should have nice kelim on his table. V'afil ha'kelim she'enem tzrichim l'suda. Even things that are not necessary for the meal, yisadim yofa al shulchan, they should be set on the table. L'zeich l'noi, to beautify the table, or zeich l'chayrs. Because, as the Mishnah Berurah says, one of the ways we demonstrate that we are free people, that we are prominent people, we show off that we have kelim noyim. And therefore, there's a specific issue by the Seder to do things which zeich l'cheres, which represent the freedom. It also is a representation, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, v'ach ken yetzu b'ruchush gadol. We went out with a ruchush gadol. Ruchush gadol means that we were wealthy and free. And the also, accordingly, the Shulah says that as somebody attends the Seder, people are attending the Seder, even their home, should try to be dressed in a nice, proper, beautiful way, not come to the Seder table in anything which anything less than that. Sif, and of course, the Shaar Tzif and the Mishnah Berurah says that what is the most beautiful thing we could do at the table is to have guests, people who need that place where to be, as we indeed begin this Seder by declaring Kol Dichvin Yesiv Yechel. There's also the Ramban and the Chinuch say specifically an issue to have one's children, even married children, if at all possible at the Seder, to fulfill the obligation of Yigar Tel Avincha, that we have the obligation to teach and tell our children about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sivches. Say that karakachu, how is the kara set up? Nech shloish matzah al kara, three matzahs are put on the kara. A paras lay map and on, you put a nice covering over the kara. And again, here too, the chidah says the kara should be set up by the leader of the Seder to show that this is an integral and important part of the Seder. Meniach shloish matzahs al kara, put three matzahs on the plate, or paras lay map and on, put on top of that a nice covering. V'le meniach as zroya neged yamin, you put the zroya on the right side, v'sabeim is small on the right, and the egg to the left side. Hamor lebracha be'emtza, the mor that's going to be used in the middle of the kara. Charoisis is put under the zroya, karpis is put under the beya, umor lekricha, the mor that's going to be used for Kairach, let's put it b'emtza in the middle.